T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDKA. Welcome to the weekend. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. And if you're just waking up or you're getting your kids off to school or something like that and you wonder something's a little bit different, well, City of Pittsburgh schools, they're on a modified lockdown today, Larry, and it's because there were threats, violent threats, posted on social media. Again, this has been a crazy week for school districts throughout our area. Unbelievable what's happening. People just throwing threats out on social media. The FBI is investigating, but Pittsburgh Public Schools placing all their schools and center programs and early learning, Head Starts and such, on that modified lockdown. That means the students will not be leaving the classrooms today and that there will be no visitors unless they're already pre-approved coming to the schools.
A lot of discussion about the Omicron variant. We talked about where it got its name in the moments before we got to the news at the top of the hour, and now the push is once again to get more and more people vaccinated. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is the newly named Carlos Carter, President and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. Welcome back and good morning.
Thank you. Good morning, Larry and Kevin. Thanks for having me again.
In the African-American community in Allegheny County, Carlos, what is the percentage of the population that has been vaccinated at this point? Do you know?
Yeah, we don't have the latest stats for November, and so I don't want to give old numbers, but I just know it's just not where it needs to be. For sure. And, it's not good for many reasons. You know, African Americans and other marginalized communities are disproportionately impacted, you know, by COVID and other health inequities due to structural racism and resultant poverty and its impact. And so, it's critical that the most vulnerable or that all are protected, but especially the most vulnerable.
Hmm. Yeah, and we know that the community may not trust the vaccine after some historical cases. And a lot of them are frontline workers. Wouldn't the fact of being a frontline worker and exposed urge them to maybe want to get the vaccine?
Yeah, I would hope so, but you're right. There is a lot of vaccine hesitancy, and not just, you know, for the African-American population, for many groups, but, I think people are getting educated. In the Urban League, we have been trying to educate people more and create information and campaigns. We just, you know, wrapped up one not too long ago, starting another that I guess we'll talk more about later. But definitely it does exist, but we're, you know, working hard with our partners and others to change that narrative. But you're right, especially since we're trying to get more kids vaccinated as well. So if the parents or other caretakers aren't getting vaccinated, it sends the wrong message for them, and I think perpetuates something that's not good and prolongs the pandemic, unfortunately, and people will die and become sick and other things that happen as a result of getting COVID.
Carlos, what do you hear from the community for those that are hesitant outside of some of the historical things we mentioned?
Well, I hear some people saying, like, they think it's a scam. You know, you hear this fake news and all this stuff. Like, some people feel like, oh, people are trying to control us, experiment on us, or people feel like, they develop vaccines so quickly. And, of course, some of the historical things from the distrust exist as well, but those are some things I think that emanate from that. But I do hear that. And unfortunately, you know, even all ages, a lot of younger people won't get it, you know, for some of those reasons as well. Like, there is a lack of trust. And so I think education and asking people questions, answering their questions and providing resources And I think, you know, other leaders and other role models, from sports figures to anybody, I think, you know, setting the example of safety, I think is very helpful, in my opinion.
Yeah, and the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh started the African-American Strategic Partnership to try to get the information out. There's also a website, vaxpgh.com, V-A-X-P-G-H.com. And I think you're even offering rides to people to help get them to get the vaccine.
Yes, I wouldn't say we start. We're part of an alliance of 20 organizations, that the African-American Strategic Partnership, but a subset of that is the ASP TIES, which is made of 8 members of the community, like Homewood Children's Village, Macedonia Faith, and many other organizations. And yeah, we have started this. And Franco Harris, a Hall of Famer, is on there, you know, encouraging the community to be safe. But, right, it is a good one-stop shop to go to get information on vaccine locations. I don't think we have the stuff for kids on there yet. I think we're working on that, but it is a great resource. And right, if you can't get there, people can come to you. There's a lot of options. So we want to create awareness and remove as many barriers as possible to keep the community safe at the end of the day. Like, we all are tired of wearing masks. We're tired of, you know, watching people die, and, you know, just the economic and, you know, all the impacts of the pandemic, you know, on our mental health. But we have to do our part, right? I mean, people can't make you do anything. But I think, you know, even I was talking to one of my barbers. I said, why did you decide to get barbers get vaccinated? He said, you know what? I did it for my clients. And I thought that was powerful. You know, sometimes you have to take one for the team.
VAXPGH.com, a great resource. And, Carlos, we appreciate your time this morning. Have a great weekend. And is there a better human being than Franco Harris in terms of giving to the community over the years? He's extraordinary.
Nah, he's a great guy and a big supporter. And I finally have to shout out to Tiffany Harm. She does our communication campaign, and she's been amazing at the Urban League. We really appreciate her support on working on this very important project. So I wanted to shout her out.
Carlos Carter, President, CEO, Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Again, VAXPGH.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.